Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to the Out of Decluttering podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And I'm the other one, Kirsty Frugia.
You're the other one. It's like the three tenors, Amy Ravel and the other one. No, yeah. You're not the other one. You are the one.
The one. I am Kirsty Frugia. I am a podcaster, professional organizer, wife, mum, friend, business owner, so many things.
So not many things.
The other one.
Yeah, not just the other one. And Kirst, welcome back.
Yeah.
This is first episode that we're recording in 2022 because we recorded our 100 Things You Can Declutter Today series in December, so we could drop them all while you were on holidays in January.
Yeah. And you may have been on holidays too. We weren't sure what was going to
That's right.
what January was going to look like.
Yeah. I did not, but tell us what you did.
I went to Melbourne.
Woo-hoo. Didn't get COVID.
Have yet to get COVID. I feel like I'm the only person in Australia. My family and I are the only family in Australia that have not got COVID yet because Omicron has ravaged Australia, mm-hmm. just in case you don't live here and you're listening from somewhere else in the world. So we pray that you all are safe and well as well, and that all of your family and friends are safe as well.
You've done some day trips?
Yes, I've done a few things, but Sydney weather has been just horrible. La Nina has come and struck really bad here. So it's either been hot and humid like it is today, which is just soul sapping.
Yes.
Yuck. Or it's been, yeah, like we just really haven't had a summer.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit sucky, but I had managed to take the kids out for a paddle a couple of days and we've gone to the movies and we've watched a lot of cricket
and a lot
of tennis over the last 2 weeks of the Oz Open.
Yeah.
Except I was unfortunately and lucky enough not to stay up for the Nadal match
good choice.
Last night because it went 5 hours or something ridiculous. Yeah. And I needed to get up to go to the gym this morning.
So good choice made.
But yes, I'm back at work and everything. I'm looking forward to what 2022. I feel like I messaged a friend today and said, it's January. It's the start of 2022. Like, meaning it's actually nearly February.
It's February,
and
yeah.
Today is my, it feels like I've just started into yes. this new year, because I've had a really nice time of decompressing after what has been a challenging 2021 and basically a challenging last 2 years,
yeah,
like it has been for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you get up to other than work? Did you do anything other than work?
Not
in January?
Not a lot, because I don't think we have told our listeners this, and it may be TMI, but in December I did a great declutter, a personal declutter. I decluttered my uterus. I had a hysterectomy in December. And recovery has been long. I am not a patient person, and it's been 8 weeks now, and I'm not a patient person. So I haven't been able to drive, I haven't been able to go to the beach for a couple of weeks. I wasn't even able to walk. And so it's been pretty quiet at our house. Lots of cricket, lots of Netflix, lots of board games. We've had a pretty quiet summer. And I came back to work. When did I come back to work? The week between Christmas and New Year, I think. And I've been working since. So I've been having fun. Just hasn't been a holiday, but that's okay yeah. because lots of people work over January. And it's actually nice sometimes to have a quiet office and just get stuff done.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got COVID. Well, yes. My son got COVID, and we put him in a room with an air purifier and an air conditioner and delivered his meals to his door for 7 days, and the rest of us didn't get it, and he's totally fine now. That's our COVID story.
Mm. Yep.
And our kids are going back to school this week, Kirst.
Yes. All of us started high school last week, and Emily started back at school today. So she's just got home. She's eager to tell me all about her day and eager to have afternoon tea.
Well, mine haven't gone back to school yet. They've got a couple more days. So they're at their grandparents having a swim because it's hot in Melbourne. So I was like, kids are out. Let's record a podcast.
Yes.
And so we just wanted to do a bit of a check-in, read some reviews that we've received over January because you guys are awesome, give you some updates on the business, talk to you about the podcast, and, you know, just catch up with you. It's been a while.
Yeah. And we really wish this is more than a two-way conversation, that you could actually talk back to us in real time. But yeah, you can always communicate to us via our Facebook group, the Art of Decluttering community, via our email, hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au, and contact us on many of the contact us pages on our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au.
Yes, and I was doing some preparation for a sponsorship for the podcast yesterday, and I had to log into our podcast statistics and insights and analytics. Guys, you are incredible. You blew us away. In the last 30 days, we've had 91,136 listens to the podcast. 91,000. And we're so cool. Just shy of reaching 3 million downloads all up. So keep listening. You guys obviously loved our January series. And we know that not just because of the numbers. We got so many messages. We loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. So we would love to know what you would like us to chat about this year. What do you want to learn around decluttering and organizing your home? If you've got any guest suggestions or any series suggestions, we would love, love, love to hear them. As I mentioned before, just send us an email at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au or send us a DM or PM on social media, and we will add your request to our list that is dwindling because we are getting through them all.
Yes. We had quite a few of you message about the woolen coat that we talked about in week one of 100 things you can get rid of today. So many people just sent us messages on Insta and Facebook going, oh my gosh, I still have that woolen coat that I bought in my 20s. And quite a few people got rid of it. And then Alternatively, we got a few messages when it came to the week where we talked about CDs, and a few of you were like, hands off my CDs, girls. They are not going anywhere. So some things you guys found easy. We had two of our staff members message and say their parents still had the big white urn and that they were going to talk to their parents about getting rid of them. So we hope that in amongst the randomness of those 100 things, you found some that you were able to get rid of, and there's a downloadable as well. So if you just follow the link in your podcast app, you can access the list of the 100 things and you can tick that off and go through it throughout 2022.
Yeah, and we would love for you to go back and listen if you haven't already and play along. It will be fun.
Yeah. Should we get into some reviews?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to do my favorite one first.
Yes, you do that one.
This is a 5-star review from Prince Philip 69, presumably, well, no, the date is after his passing, so it's definitely not the Prince Philip, but it's titled One Tip for Decluttering. It just says this, laxatives, they will declutter whatever's backing you up.
But it was a 5-star review.
I love it. So crazy. Whoever left it just made us laugh. Belinda, who does a lot of our podcast admin, just sent us a screenshot of that review and said just a laughing face going, what? So Prince Philip 69, you made us laugh. Yes, laxatives will declutter whatever's backing you up.
Okay, here is another review. It's called Motivating, Supportive and Non-Judgmental. It's by Jay McCartney. 2009. It's from Canada. I want to break out into their national song, but I won't. And it says, I just started listening in from Canada. This is an amazing podcast for me, a busy person, complex business needs and financial needs. I love the small tidbits every week to keep motivating and moving in the right direction. I'm starting to see improvements and it is awesome. Thanks so much for your awesome advice available to everyone. Hugs. Oh, and hugs right back to you, Jay McCartney.
I love it when people are getting like the bit by bit moving in the right direction, because sometimes it is that overhaul, get the skip, have like the working bee. But a lot of the time when you're kind of living in the home, you're not moving out, maybe you don't have a baby coming, there is that like edging forward, and every little bit that you do, whether it is in the decluttering arena or whether you're organizing, it just makes a difference. It makes a difference to your time management, your stress management, your relationships. It helps you to be more intentional in your life and what you enjoy doing.
So I've got another one. Can I go?
Go.
It's called Fun and Helpful, another 5-star review from Mooj 58 in the USA. It says, Amy and Kirsty are knowledgeable and very caring in their approach to helping people. They also make these great learning opportunities fun.
Maybe we're like pseudo teachers.
I think that's what coaches are.
Is it? Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I love it. Sometimes I forget. Like I was telling Cal this morning, we were in the car, and I said to him, hey, babe, can you believe like our podcast has had over 90,000 listens in the last 30 days? He goes, bless him. He goes, I didn't even know anyone listened to your podcast anymore. I go, babe. He goes, no. It's not that it's not good. It's that you're doing so many other things. Is that you often don't talk about the podcast to me. I was like, okay, good save. But we thought it would be cool to tell you guys about some of what of those other things are. We have expanded our team. We've told you a few different places that we're working in the last few episodes, but we've hired 5 new professional organisers in the last 10 days. Amazing, compassionate, strong, smart, creative, problem-solving women who, you know, are from all the way in the north of Sydney down to the southeast of Victoria. And these women are just incredible and love coming out and helping people to declutter physically, hands-on. And we're getting, I don't know, dozens of inquiries every week for our team to go out and help people declutter. So, yes, the podcast is awesome, but I think what Cal was saying is that he's been hearing me talk about all these new awesome team members we're bringing on. And so I thought, maybe he's hearing about that, but maybe you guys are hearing about the podcast. So we can tell you about that too.
Mm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And we're excited still to sit down and have our dreaming day. Mm. Hey, Amy. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up in the next little while, where we sit down together and dream about what 22 and beyond looks like for the art of decluttering. But needless to say, it is serving people in their homes and virtually around the world, but in their homes in Sydney, in the Greater Sydney, Greater Melbourne, Gippsland, Perth, and the Central Highlands of Queensland, which, speaking of which, Amy.
Oh, yes.
Jess, our professional organiser in Claremont, has her uncle is Frank Finger, who is famous for being on this amazing, amazing television show on the ABC. It's called Muster Dogs. If you are yet to watch it, do yourself a favor if you're in Australia, and maybe you'll be able to find it on YouTube or some streaming service elsewhere. But definitely if you're in Australia, please go and check out iView and chat, like ABC Muster Dogs. It is a beautiful, beautiful television show.
It's where good family watching.
It is such good family watching. They take five puppies, like, border collies?
I don't know.
I know, I'm really
They're dogs.
Bad with
they have
it.
Four legs and a tail and a face. And they're back.
And they muster cattle and sheep. So five little puppies, send them out to farms like cattle farms and sheep farms across Australia. So in Victoria, in Claremont, which is Jess's uncle, WA, two in WA and one in Northern Territory. And they put these dogs through a 12-month program, and you get to see their progress and how they go. And it is a delightful, delightful show. And Jess's uncle Frank stars in it, and he is the most divine character on the show. So, and it just goes to show what a beautiful family the Finger family must be, because Jess is a product of them, and we already knew how wonderful she is. And if you're in the Central Highlands of Queensland, you definitely want Jess to come out and see you.
I love it. I'm going to read out a five-star review from April in Washington State, from the US, clearly. It's a five-star review titled, "No Longer Feel Like I'm Treading Water." She says, "Because of implementing what I've heard on your podcast, our home has become a better serving space for us. Even on a Monday morning after a weekend home with our family of seven, I've had the time and headspace to complete some procrastinated repairs and write an overdue review before 11 a.m. I'm so encouraged to be moving forward rather than just trying not to drown. Thank you. You've got, dude, you have to, oh, do you know what we haven't done in ages is leave a review if.
Yes.
So this year, this week, we want you to leave a review if you have a child who is starting in their first year of school or their first year of high school. First year of school, first year of high school, if you are that parent, we want you to leave us a review this week. So we're calling you out. You can't ignore us. We're just going to hunt you down and leave us a 5-star review and tell us what you get out of the podcast, because it encourages us.
Can I also add another criteria?
Oh, you can add as many as you like.
It doesn't, it's not, it's another category of people.
Yeah.
Those who have already watched Master Dogs.
Perfect.
And who are wanting to move to Claremont and the and be part of the Finger family. If you are like me, then leave a review as well.
One of the things we're wanting to do in 2022 with the podcast is hear from you guys on some maybe themes that you'd like us to cover. I haven't actually told Kirst this. Should I tell you now, Kirst?
Sure.
I've been talking to a few listeners over the holidays who are keen for us to do an ADHD series.
That's so funny because that's the series I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's the best. Well, I've already hooked up a few of the interviews and topics. So
excellent.
We're totally vibing on that.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. Literally thinking about that yesterday. I've been thinking about it for the last couple of days, but yesterday I was like, I must tell Amy we need to do an ADHD series.
Brilliant. That excellent. Makes me so happy.
You are one step ahead. And thank you to those other listeners for also being 10 steps ahead. Which
that's
is
the best.
Obviously what you are naturally all good at, you ADHD people, being 10 steps ahead of everybody else.
It's our superpower.
It is.
So true. If ever there was a time to have ideas flying around but nobody's actually put a date to it, it would be those of us with ADHD organising an ADHD podcast. So, Kirst, you may have to actually put legs on that.
Okay. I can help with that.
But that's okay. Kate833 from the US left a 5-star review. Short and sweet. People who have watched Mustering Dogs or whatever it's called and have kids starting school or high school, it doesn't need to be a long review. Kate says, love this. Thanks for your tips, smiley face. She didn't write smiley face. She just did a smiley face, but I wasn't quite sure how to, you know what I mean.
Yes. It was very short and sweet and we love it. And we love Kate for it. So thank you, Kate. What else do you think's happening in our broader business this year, Amy?
Well, we are, let me think of when this is launched, when we're dropping this episode.
Next week.
Yes, you will still have time. We're actually running our most popular webinar, which is 6 Keys to Your Decluttering Success. We are running that very, very soon. So keep an eye on our socials for that. Kirst, do you know the date that we're doing that? Or maybe I should know the date. I do. Monday the 7th of February, which is tonight. And tomorrow, Tuesday the 8th of February, we're running two different sessions of the webinar and it is awesome. It goes through our 6 keys to what are the important factors that make up your success in decluttering, and then breaking down, okay, so one of the keys is time. What are the tools that you need in order to succeed in having time management? What does time in decluttering look like? What does decluttering look like when you only have 2 minutes versus a day? We go into that and it is a precursor for the very exciting launch of our Head, Heart and Home course. We're launching our first live round of 2022, which I think I can tell you, I don't think it's a secret, is starting on Sunday the 20th of February. We've been getting so many requests over the last few months of last year saying, when's the next live round? And that's when it is, 20th of Feb we're starting. So come and join us. Sign up to the webinar. You'll learn heaps. You'll be able to find out some bundles that we have available to those who register for the webinar. So do not miss that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting. And we're doing them in two different time slots. Both of them, lots of Australians will be able to come along to.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them will be really well suited to the Americans listening and maybe the evening one that we're doing on the 7th of February will be suited to Europeans. Just depends on if you work or not.
Yeah. So come and catch up on that. What else is news for this year, Kirst? I mean, it's really, this is our first day back together at work in 2 months.
Yes. So you had a month off and then I had a month off. Correct. And we had a couple of days overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely thinking at this stage about where else we can expand to. So where we can go in Australia, like we're looking at options for where else we go to. So we have the beautiful Ashley here in Sydney. She does loads of our virtual sessions and she is so beautiful and would love to meet more of you. So hit us up if you are elsewhere around the world but would love the art of decluttering to come into your home virtually. And what else? There's so much more that we just don't know what's coming our way because
who can anticipate?
We're excited about 2022 and all the opportunities that will bring. And, you know, there's always challenges. We've got, as we mentioned before, Omicron doing its biz here in Australia. So lots of cancellations because people get a text saying you may have been in the same place as somebody else who's got the virus. So please check your symptoms. I get, you know, several of them a day. So
it's going to be an awesome year. Lots of exciting things, but we want to serve you in the best way possible. So as we said at the top of the show, get in contact, let us know what we can help you with. We'll be back with normal broadcasting as of next week, but we just wanted to touch base, read out some reviews and connect with you again today.
Yeah. What is something that people can think about doing today that will move them forward in their decluttering success?
Oh, great question. I have one. I've been thinking about this actually.
I think
the challenge for today is all the things that you've set aside to declutter while you're in lockdown or you've put in the boot of the car or at the front door. Today's the day I want you to take them to the thrift store, the op shop, the donation, the charity, and get them out of your life.
That's an excellent tip because that was my tip as well.
We are totally
vibing.
That's
today.
That's gold.
Okay, I will come up with another one. Look at your to-do list and find the thing that you least want to do and just do that today.
Oh, but you're going to say and cross it off.
Well, that too.
If you can doing it, cross it off.
Yeah, and then the second thing is look at your to-do list and see if there's anything there that actually you really, really don't need to do.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at my to-do list and I'm going to find three things on it today that I can move to your to-do list.
Oh, well, that's fun. I can move three across to you if you would like.
Oh, the joys of sharing our to-do lists. Thank you for hanging with us this week. It's been lots of fun. We look forward to being in your ears again next week. Back, as we said, to normal broadcasting. And if you haven't listened to the 100 Things You Can Declutter Today series, go back and listen. It's timeless and you will definitely feel lighter at the end of it.
And sign up to our webinar for tonight. We would love, love, love to see you there. If you can't make tonight, sign up for tomorrow morning's one. And you will get a replay. So if you can't actually make it but want to hear some more of our gold that you don't even have to watch it if you don't want to. You can listen to it as you go about your walk or while you're in the shower or you're doing your chores or however it is that you normally listen to us in your car. You can listen to the webinar as well. So we would love to meet you there as well. So have a beautiful week. Or a beautiful couple of hours until we see you again.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.